Hey, happy day. Right, Rick here and I were just talking about New York. I said, I'm going there in a couple of days on business. And he said, do you go there often? And I said, I've been there many, many times. And one of the most significant trips that I had is I had an apartment rented there. It was actually at a hotel for 3 months and I kind of came and went. And from there, I went to a lot of different other places, kind of my jumping off point. But I got to know many, many people in the World Trade Center. And I went over there to the gym actually every day. And there was a bank up in the very, nostalgia happening here, but there was a bank up in the very top floor and I owed him a bunch of money. And the day before 9/11 is the day when I left town. I went up and I gave him a check for $9 million and paid my debt, right? It was current, everything was copacetic, and I did that. And the very next day, everyone, there was 82 people in that office. I didn't, you know, I was friendly with many of them, not close friends with any of them, but the only one that wasn't there was the girl at the front because she was late for work that day. She got caught in the Lincoln Tunnel. And boy, and I was back in Kelowna, British Columbia, watching it on television. I said, wow, I just left there. It's kind of amazing. And that's something I wanted to share with you there, Rick, for your information. Now let's get on to the show here. Okay. Liberals, if y'all woke up breathing, congratulations. You have another opportunity today to screw things up. Now in Virginia, we have martial arts companies are under threat. Can you imagine? The governor of Virginia, he is a comrade, commie guy. And he's now saying, I got a new bill, SB 64, will instantly transform all martial arts instructors into criminal felons. Are you kidding me? A person is guilty of unlawful parliamentary activity punishable as a class 5 felon if he or she teaches, demonstrates to any person the use or the application of a technique capable of causing injury or death to persons. You can't make this stuff up. What's wrong with these people? I mean, they did that in China, I think, centuries ago, right? I mean, martial arts, it's the enemy is the liberal, right? And you have to kind of use martial arts, think about it, when you're fighting the government. You have to use their strength against them. Like for instance, in martial arts, most men, when pushed in the shoulder, you'll go like that and push back. It's kind of a natural thing, right? Push me and I push back. In martial arts, what you do is you let your shoulder go back and then I use your energy to defeat you. So instead of like that, I go like this, whap. That's what you have to do with the government. I've been doing martial arts for 30 years. I kind of take this personally too. They are the enemy. Now, we had a fella in Canada here recently, Aaron O'Toole. He spoke in Kelowna, British Columbia, and I attended. He's from the East, nice guy. Out of all the guys running, I hope he wins. He's right wing, but he's from the East. And there's a few things about him that are different. And people from the West, and of course that would be me. And in addition to that, he said things that I found confusing. He said, all people are welcome into my party. Red Tories, that means liberal people that want to be conservatives, I guess, or that are. Red Tories, libertarians, progressives, which of course is left. You're all welcome. And then he went on to say, we all have solid conservative values. Well, none of that's accurate. It's kind of like if I'm in church, I'm preaching Christianity, and then I say, just a minute, at 9 to 9:30, I'm going to say it's great to be an atheist, and from 10 to 10:30, it's great to be a Muslim, and on, and you're all in the same place. I mean, I don't think that can work really well. You can try to convert them, but he's not saying that. He's saying that he's going to share with them. And he had many, many mentions of Harper. West, you probably should keep that to yourself, right? Because he wants a Harper Party. 65% of all Canadians never, ever voted conservative in their lives. They haven't voted for that party. In particular, they didn't vote for Harper, right? So you probably shouldn't talk like that. And then he also spoke a little bit of French. Probably not a good thing to do either. You're in the West now. You know, he's a good fellow overall, but he's going to have a tough slug beating the prime mistake. And so he's got to come up with something different and stand for something. You know, he was asked a question about the gay pride parades. And they said, are you going to go into it? And he said he would. And he got a lot of pushback on that. People said, but these are perverts. They dress funny and they're half naked and walking around. And you're going to lead the country and you're going to talk like that? And his answer was, he says, I had, you know, provisions to that. I said, I'll go in it if this happens and that happens, and I know they'd never agree to it, and so I knew there wasn't any risk. That's not a good way to say it either. What I've always said is my, when going into a parade or not becomes criteria for leading a country, you got big issues, right? I ain't going to any parade. Brr, brr. Somebody should maybe say that. Joe Biden. The other day in the U.S. of A, he says that the majority of African Americans support me. I find that hard to believe, but this is what he's saying. And he goes on to say, white voters, they like me too. Kind of made me think, you know, if you take an American who's African, an African American, call it, a black man, and he was born here, and I know many who were and call themselves now African Americans, and I'm born here and I'm white, shouldn't I be called a European white? Hey, process that. Y'all come back here tomorrow. See ya.